Bug assault. There are two NBAs in America. One is the National Basketball Association. The other, the National Bug Assault Association. I had never heard of the second until one warm Colorado evening changed that forever. Let me set up the scene for you. It couldn't have been more perfect. Five of us gathered on the back patio just south of Denver, drinks in hand. We settled into chairs around a low coffee table, which was topped with shrimp, cheese, crackers, carrots, and celery. The air was warm. Conversation was easy. Laughter was close by. Then came the flies. Not a swarm, just a few bold intruders circling the food, landing brazenly on the shrimp. We waved them off with napkins and hands, pretending not to mind. But everyone knew they weren't going away. That's when Jeff, our host, stood up and slipped into the house. He returned carrying something that nearly made me spill my drink. It looked like a weapon, long, black, and yellow, with a pump handle and a sight. I mean, it resembled what I envision an anti-aircraft bazooka looks like, or what a compact, rapid-fire, military-style Uzi looks like. For a fleeting moment, I wondered if I was about to witness a crime scene in the making. Jeff smiled. He cocked it, flipped off a safety, raised it toward the coffee table, and fired. A burst of salt sprayed into the air, and a housefly dropped mid-buzz like a shot-down plane. I sat stunned in silence. A dinner party had just turned into a live fire exercise. This was my introduction to the Bug Assault Rifle, an invention dreamed up by Lorenzo Maggiore in 2012. The concept is so simple, it feels like parody. Load ordinary table salt, pump the handle, and blast away it flies. And yet it works. Flies can't dodge a scattershot of salt traveling at speed. More than 6 million bug assaults have now been sold worldwide. They're legal, non-toxic, and oddly addictive. In Jeff's hands, the thing was a marvel. He nailed one fly after another, grinning like a marksman who had found his true calling. Naturally, I had to try it myself. But here's the thing. I have never fired a gun in my life. Not a rifle, not a pistol, not even a BB gun. My experience with weapons begins and ends with fly swatters. So when Jeff handed me this plastic rifle, I fumbled. Pumping the handle felt awkward. Finding the safety latch was confusing. The moment I raised it, everyone instinctively ducked for cover. I fired. I missed completely. The fly lived to feast another day. What I felt wasn't just embarrassment. It was a deeper sense of being out of step with the world. Somewhere along the line, humanity had moved from swatters and sticky strips to rifles with fiber optic sights. And I had missed that memo. I come from a simpler time, a time when dealing with flies meant a quick smack with a swatter, or maybe hanging one of those sticky strips from the ceiling. Watching Jeff run a one-man air defense system over a plate of hors d'oeuvres left me amused, amazed, and slightly unsettled. It was a reminder of how the ordinary shifts beneath our feet. One day you're swatting flies, the next your host is deploying a salt-powered shotgun between sips of Chardonnay. So yes, I've now seen the other NBA in action, the National Bug Assault Association. And if you plan to unleash one of these rifles at a cocktail party, I have one piece of advice. Warn your guests first. Otherwise, prepare for shock, awe, and maybe just a little salt in the cheese.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.